Perhaps you've heard about those type A bridezillas who insist on an absolutely perfect white wedding.
I want a wedding ring surrounded by diamonds and platinum. A big reception at the Waldorf with champagne and caviar.
Well, forget all that. Some young women say they want to tie the knot in a different way. They are independent brides who refer to themselves as indie and anti-brides, NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
In this age of Martha Stewart weddings and at least 40 other bridal magazines, wedding planners are our new cultural icons. Even an average wedding is expected to be something of a spectacle.
White, silk tents thin enough to see the stars, candlelight, Wedgwood. Exotic origin trees imported from Bali.
When I got engaged, I, like many other women, needed help figuring out how in the world I was going to plan this event and do it in such a way that I didn't go nuts.
Lori Leibovich is a magazine editor at Teen People, and she bought a stack of thick bridal glossies for her wedding ideas. But she found them essentially useless, and other women she talked with felt the same way.
A bride-to-be flipping through some of the mainstream magazines can start to feel like a real weirdo if she doesn't get excited about things like monogrammed ring pillows.
So Leibovich started a website, IndieBride.com. She says the name was inspired by indie music and indie movies, independent productions that make up in integrity and creativity what they lack in budget. Indie brides opt for something different than the typical American wedding, which, according to Brides Magazine, averages about $19,000.
It means that you challenge and question what I call the wedding industrial complex, which is the $70 billion industry that tells women how they should have their weddings.
Indie Bride seems to have struck a nerve. Leibovich says her website gets 80,000 hits per month, with spikes in April and June. It's on the message board that indie brides and grooms can say what's really on their minds. Here are some examples.
So far, my mother has been a cantankerous she-beast, and some of my attendants seem about as enthused about supporting me at my wedding as they are about getting a root canal.
We're both environmentalists and would like to not use any cut flowers or non-recyclable things, but we're looking for some type of ritual we can use that would actually honor nature a little more than just not using plastic forks.
Although I was happy and excited about the whole marriage thing, I felt like I should refrain from talking about it much around my gay and lesbian friends because it was something that no matter how much they wanted to, they couldn't do. It put a real damper on the whole thing.
My guy has turned into some kind of crazed Martha Stewart clone ever since we got engaged. Suddenly, somehow, he's gotten into measuring the heights of the flowers and the seats.
You won't find these kinds of comments on TheKnot.com, a popular, more conventional website. But The Knot's message board is where Elizabeth Barden first heard whispers about a website for renegade brides. Barden says she became an instant convert.
I think every bride needs a place like Indie Bride to go talk about the very mixed feelings and ideas that get thrown around the second you enter the sort of state of planning a wedding. All of a sudden you can have a hippie mother say, oh no, but you have to do the garter toss.
Dealing with such contradictions is central to the Indie Bride mission. There, you can find a therapist who specializes in wedding issues, or the Alternatives to Marriage Project if you give up hope altogether. Stephanie Rosenbaum is co-author of The Anti-Bride Guide.
People think sometimes anti-bride, oh, we think brides are outdated or we don't like the whole wedding idea. That's actually not true at all. We think everyone should have just the kind of wedding they want to have. We just don't want people to be told this is what a bride has to be.
Rosenbaum says that although couples getting married today face a staggering selection of marketers and products, it's actually easier for the bride to evade traditional expectations.
Maybe she wants to wear a poofy white dress. You know, great. If you think you look like a couch in a big white dress, forget it. You don't have to wear a big white dress.
An anti-bride might wear a hot pink mini dress from Target or anything else she feels comfortable in. Rosenbaum says it's all about compromise.
If you say, okay, Mom, yeah, I'll cover up my tattoos. You know, I'll wear a long sleeve dress. We're still not getting married in church. Maybe your mother will let it slide a little bit.
Anne Royfe has written on feminist issues for 25 years, and she recently published a book called Married, A Fine Predicament. She reviewed this crop of girl power wedding guides and pronounced herself tickled.
Particularly I was tickled because it seems to be coming back to things that we noticed at the beginning of the 60s, which was that real affection, real love, seems to have so little to do with this kind of hoopla around an actual wedding.
Most weddings are laced with anxiety, Roifey says, and people overcompensate by spending. As a recent mother of the bride, she's well aware of the emotions at the wedding table.
The pleasure that we want the bride to have, the pleasure that the family should have, the joy of the occasion, the absurdity of the commercialization, and the pressure on everybody to make something perfect when we all know nothing in the world can be perfect.
Indie Bride founder Lori Leibovich says she learned that perfection is subjective when she got married last year.
You're so blissed out that any of those details that you obsessed about really fall to the wayside. And if you feel positive about your commitment and your choice, the fact that you worried about serving halibut instead of sea bass really doesn't matter in the end.
What matters to indie brides is that their white weddings, or for that matter their pink or green ones, won't leave them in the red. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.